surprise to you, though, you're dealing with that. Guys that are Odell, Brandon, guys that are veterans in the league at this point.
Mm-hmm. It's something you have to deal with. It's part of, you know, the football culture. You coach enough, you're long enough, you know. So you just have to weather the storm and continue to go back to the basics like we said before and just work on it.
Odell was saying he thinks part of it is the timing is getting screwed up because he's trying to put extra things into his route. Do you have to tell him the thoughts? I mean, how do you handle that if he's also thinking about that?
But just be consistent and just, you know, take your steps, do what you need to do, and then punch and pivot at the top, and then it all works in, you know, in line. So everything is timing, rhythm, spacing, things of those nature, and just trust it.
What's it been like to try and get that rhythm? I mean, you guys are getting the ball out seemingly a little quicker even than you did in the past. For you guys as a wide receiver group, what does that change or do for you guys?
It's timing, but it's been a good thing. And, you know, that's one of the things. It's all about precision. So when you want to, you know, everything that we do is in line strictly with what the quarterback's drop. So,
is there anything different that you're doing in particular in order to speed up the process?
It's not that you speed up the process, just different things are called to pair with different drops with the quarterback. So just being consistent, that's all.
Have you seen Sterling take a step in the interior?
Yes, he's progressing well. You know, again, good young player. He's eager to learn. He's good in the classroom. He's doing all the things, you know, off the field, on the field. And he's just, I'm happy with where he's going, and he wants more, and he wants to do more.
How did you handle dealing with the celebration? Obviously, you guys got penalized for it. Did you talk to guys about celebrations in general?
Yes, I've always talked to him. Talked to him afterwards, and you know, he understands where we're at, and we're good.
What is your message to the guys in those instances?
In those instances, just you can live in the moment and celebrate, do those things. But you know, we want to make sure that we take care of our team and do the things we need to do.
What have you seen from Roger Lewis in the snaps he's had?
I've seen some good things with Roger. Roger's doing well. He's progressing again, you know, young player. But I'm pleased at this point where he's at.
What is it about Sterling that you see him doing better, maybe this year, than he had in the past?
Well, it's just different. It's just soaking in more of the coverages, the knowledge, you know, the defense and what's the scheme, and just kind of, you know, when you're young, you just want to do the right things, what coach says or what any other, you know, Coach McAdoo says or what Coach Sullivan says, what I say, instead of just taking, you know, now his next step is ownership and understanding what's going on and what's happening and why we call different things for particular reasons. So he's going to that next level of learning those things.
You see that in the classroom, I assume?
Yes.
That's where the biggest difference from.
Yes, like we'll talk about different instances during the game, and he'll say, yeah, I remember that play, coach. Like, he already in his mind has seen plays, have studied tape, and so he'll call out different things, like different plays he sees.
How do you feel your guys'